everyone. This is my advent calendar day 10. I don't know if you can hear the music. I woke up in the night, I think it's about 3 a.m. And according to the weather forecast, it's snowing. And I heard this. Well, it wasn't this exact song. I'd actually woken up from a horrible dream. I'm sitting outside on the landing because I'm trying not to wake everyone up. I had a horrible dream. I think it's some of the medication I take. It's a big tablet, and I don't find some tablets very easy to swallow, so I crunch it up and have it with food, otherwise it makes my tongue go numb. It's quite horrible. And it upsets my... No, it doesn't upset my stomach, but it makes me feel a bit queasy at the best of times. So I think it probably disturbs my sleep. So I had an awful dream that I've always had a bit of a fear of platforms when I was a child, even though I could see a bit then. Go away. As you can hear, I've got my little friend thinks it's a bonus playtime in the middle of the night. I dreamt that I was lying on a train platform. I've always had a fear of the electricity, because here in the southeast of England, UK, we have what they call the third rail, which is, let me get this right, it's DC electricity, which is the most dangerous type. And basically, if you get near the rail, you've had it. Well, if you touch the rail, you've had it. So I dreamt I was lying on my stomach on an island platform, which means I had a drop to the track either side of me, and I think he was asleep. I think he's woke up and put something else on. It's nice and Christmassy. Anyway, I dreamt that I heard a train coming and I didn't know how to get up, because I just couldn't get up from that position. I was too scared because I had the drop either side of me, and I was trying to pull myself along the platform. It was actually really horrible. And someone came to help me, and they did get me up. And by that time, there was a building on one side of the platform. That's what one of my local stations is like. It's got nothing right down the far end from the station buildings. It's nothing either side. It's quite wide, mind you, and it has got tactile near the edge of the platform now, so you know if you're near the edge. But anyway, so I woke up to that lovely sound of distant music and carols singing, and it reminded me of when I was at boarding school, my secondary school, and one of the traditions we had was, obviously we were all in dormitories up on the first floor, and there were lots of staff that lived in, on some of them on the first floor, some of them on the upper floor, some in a set of buildings a little way off called the stable flats. And the members of the sixth form who lived in a separate building, the lower six and the upper six, every Christmas, I think it was always on the last Saturday of term, used to had previously asked every dormitory to choose a carol. And it was an all-girls school, so it sounded... I mean, not that I'm insulting men, but it sounded very angelic. And we'd all buy them, like, each dormitory buy them, like, a box of chocolates, a box of matchmakers, after eights, packet of shortbread biscuits or whatever. And they'd come beneath our window and stand beneath our window and sing, and then when they'd finished, we'd, you know, say thank you, and we'd all crowd around the window listening, and we'd throw our gift down, and then at the end they'd share it all out. So for the first 5 years, that's what I'd listen to. And I'd wake in the morning, it'd be about like 5 o'clock, and we'd wake to the singing, because we'd hear them approaching in the distance, singing far, quite far off. And it was so magical because we were all surrounded by woods and about 40 acres of grounds. And we'd hear them approaching in the distance, singing like angels. And it was absolutely magical in that still morning air. Then the last 2 years, I was part of the singing group and it was absolutely freezing. We never did it, you know, in snow. It never snowed, but it was bitterly cold. So we'd go round, and then the last year I was there, the person who was in charge of the sixth form building, who had a flat there, invited us all in there, and we did another recording of more carols, and she made us all fried breakfast, like egg and bacon and stuff, and tea and hot chocolate. Someone somewhere has still got a recording of that singing. Now, I did have it on a cassette, but I can't find it now. But it was a very magical time. So I went from that awful, rude awakening with that dream, which was so horrible, to having a lovely memory thrust at me. So I just thought I'd share that as my advent calendar for today.